This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The Supreme Court has recorded the Union Government's assurance that no fresh appointments will be made to Waqf Boards or the Central Waqf Council under the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 until the next hearing. The three-judge bench, led by Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna, also noted that the status of existing Waqf properties, including those listed as Waqf by user, will remain unchanged for now. The Apex Court granted the centre 7 days to file a reply over the pleas filed against the Waqf Amendment Act, after which the petitioners will be granted 5 days to review the reply. The matter will now be heard on May 5th. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar questioned recent ruling of the Supreme Court prescribing a timeline for the President to decide on bills and said there cannot be a situation where the court directs the President of India. He said the Apex Court can only interpret the Constitution. Addressing the sixth batch of Rajya Sabha interns at the Vice President's enclave in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Dhankar said India had not bargained for a democracy where judges will legislate, perform executive functions and act as what he called the super parliament. He underlined that one has to be extremely sensitive while exercising power.
We have to be extremely sensitive. It is not a question of someone filing a review or not. We never bargained for democracy for this day. President being called upon to decide in a time-bound manner, and if not, becomes law. So we have judges who will legislate, who will perform executive functions, who will act as super parliament, and absolutely have no accountability because law of the land does not apply to them.
India has asked Pakistan to take action against the perpetrators of the 2008 Mumbai terror attacks, following the extradition of Tahawur Hussain Rana. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said that the extradition of Rana serves as a reminder to Pakistan that it needs to bring to justice other perpetrators of the Mumbai attacks, whom it continues to shield. He said the Pakistan may try very hard, but its reputation as the epicenter of global terrorism will not diminish. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has stated that the implementation of the Direct Benefit Transfer DBT system has brought transformative results. Quoting a policy paper titled "A Quantitative Assessment of India's DBT System," Mr. Goyal informed that due to the transparent and tech-driven reforms introduced by DBT, India's new welfare efficiency index jumped from 0.32 in 2013 to 0.91 in 2023. He said these reforms have reduced leakage, expanded beneficiary coverage, and decreased subsidy allocations. In West Bengal, central forces will continue to remain deployed in violence-affected areas of Murshidabad as per an order from Calcutta High Court. A division bench comprising Justices Sumain Sen and Raja Basu Chaudhary rejected a plea filed by the leader of the opposition, Suvendu Adhikari, and others seeking National Investigation Agency NIA probe into the violence. However, the court clarified that the central government is free to take suo motu cognizance of the incidents and may independently order an NIA investigation if deemed necessary. The court also announced the formation of a 3-member team to assess the return and rehabilitation of displaced persons. The team has been directed to submit its report by the 15th of next month. Karnataka Cabinet discussed a socio-economic and education survey report, popularly called as the caste census. Briefing the media persons after the meeting yesterday, Karnataka's Law Minister H.K. Patil said the discussion remained inconclusive, with members seeking more details about the survey and other technical issues. The assets and source of income of the communities came for discussion during the cabinet meeting. The officials have been asked to provide the required details in the next cabinet meeting to be held on 2nd of next month to discuss the report further. All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, New Delhi, has been named the 97th best hospital globally in the world's Best Hospitals 2024 ranking by Newsweek and Statista. This prestigious recognition highlights AIIMS' excellence in delivering high-quality healthcare, advancing medical research, and providing affordable treatment to millions. In IPL T20 cricket, host Mumbai Indians defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 4 wickets at Wankhede Stadium. Today, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Punjab Kings at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium, Bengaluru at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.